when they stop you, they'll call for this vehicle and they have all their test equipment there.
Right, everything's there, and that's the difference between an ambulance. Mm-hmm. Well, here I have emergency truck.
Yeah.
But really special. Right, if the fire chief came to a fire alone.
Well, I'd call a trainer, right?
Probably a red Ford.
If I went to the store, I'd ask
for is there a general term for
Red or red?
The chief's car.
Okay. What does a policeman drive?
Policeman drives a blue and white here.
You call it blue and white?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Any other names for it?
You know, police car.
Any slang names, pejorative names?
None that I use myself. None that I can even think of, really.
You wouldn't even say cop car?
Well, I might say cop car.
Okay.
It would depend on the circumstances.
Whether he was coming for
me. But if he was coming for me, I'd say the cop car, you know.
All right, what about the big one that they haul people off in?
Oh, the paddy wagon, for sure.
What is the aircraft that cops use to survey the traffic?
Helicopter.
Have you ever heard anybody say helicopter?
Not down here, though.
Okay. What is the spot of storm that originates in the ocean?
Hurricane.
What'd you say?
Hurricane.
Because I was talking while you were. What about the one that's in the Midwest? It's a funnel.
Tornado.
Okay. Now, this is a kind of storm. We have them in Atlanta. I don't know if you have them here or not. It rains, but the ground temperature is lower than 32 degrees, so when it hits a tree or a car or something, it freezes immediately.
Sleet.
No, because that comes down already. Well, that freezes in the air, but this freezes on contact with something solid.
I don't think we get that here.
Okay, we call them ice storms.
No, ice storms. No, we don't get them. Good thing.
All right, are there any, do you have any expressions for firemen?
No.
All right, for policemen?
None that I use now. I mean, there was a time when they were pigs, but now I sort of like them.
Okay. What do you call the place where the firemen hang out?
Oh, the fire hall.
How about where the police are?
Police station.
Okay. What do you call the place where if a guy's arrested in the middle of the night for public drunkenness or something, he's taken there till somebody can bail him out?
It'd be night court. Jail.
What's night court?
The city jail. Well, night court is what they have all night where they pull the winos and the shootings and the...
There's a judge on duty all night?
Oh, yes.
Oh. So he doesn't even have to wait for a trial?
Oh, no.
No, he doesn't?
Oh, no. He has to wait for a trial. This is just where they, you know, bring him in. The guy says in the slammer with him, you know.
Oh. All right. Are there any other...
See, a lot of things like the Florida room.
Well, I happen to be a bit of an authority on this.
Do you?
Yes. There's the prism. Now, that's the walls. That's how it's referred to by people in jail.
Right. Or in prison.
Or in prison. Right. The walls. And it's basically used like if you were in a county jail on something, and on something minor, and someone else was a... arraigned on something major or was going, they'd say he's going to the walls tomorrow, meaning he's going to the prison, the state prison, rather than the county workhouse.
Uh-huh.
See, the workhouse is, the city jail, which is where they, in Nashville. In the little towns, it's the workhouse. You know, that's where they get all the chain gangs and that type of stuff. And, the walls is the prison, the state prison or the federal prison.
Is there a federal prison in Nashville?
Yes, there is. In fact, James Earl Ray is in it.
Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What's it called? Just a Nashville Federal Penitentiary?
Something like that. State Penitentiary, Tennessee State Penitentiary or something like that.
Oh, okay. Have you ever heard of the jail referred to as a drunk tank?
No. Now, the drunk tank is a concrete block room